Okay, we know just about the halachas of the Tanisim. I want to just share with you this very interesting Vilna Gaon in terms of fasting. The Vilna Gaon said, we spoke about what's the best way of fasting. The Vilna Gaon, can you hear me a bit?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay.
The Vilna Gaon. The
Vilna Gaon asks, the Vilna Gaon says that, it's very good to fast. Of course, it's very good to fast. But the Gaon says in the Igas, and the Steiber writes about in the letters as well, that even better to fast is to the person really is going to do tshuva. What is the best way to do something? Of course, if it's possible to fast, one should fast. But there's something which is even better than that. And it's quoted on the side of it, brings the Vilna Gaon says that a person who is, he brings this, he says that, he brings from the Stapler as well, he brings on the side number 30, Yasuk Betoyev Miles Chasodim. He said that, of course, fasting is good, and of course, to decrease and kind of restrict a person's words is a great thing to do. But it is very good. But better than anything else is to be a single limud haTorah. Person can, as a tshuva, to learn Torah. So yesterday, tshuva number Moshe Feinstein, he's got a few very interesting tshuvas, which in a way I'm quite surprised we even published. Tshuvas to people who did some terrible, terrible aveiras, the worst aveiras one can think of. One was to a man, and one was to a lady. Both are incredible aveiras that they did. And to the man, you know, the man says, well, what should I do? You know, I've done this aveira, I'm feeling really sad about it, I haven't done tshuva, what am I supposed to do? Moshe Feinstein, he tells him that if you want to rectify, of course you've got to do fast a little bit. But even better than that, you should be limud haTorah. Limud haTorah is what purifies the person more than anything else. If you fast a little bit, it gives a whole fasting plan. One day a month, for the next few months, fast. But he says, that's all good, but you should, more than that, you should be chazik limud haTorah. To the lady that did a similar kind of aveira as well, she felt very bad about this, but she'd been married by then for a few years, and to Talmud Chacham, but she felt very, very, very distraught and distressed what she'd done previously. And in that, she writes to her that we should do Sikha Bittul Tehillim every day, because the lady, obviously, is not mitzvah limud haTorah, Sikha Bittul Tehillim every day. And he says about fasting, he says, yeah, if a person can, it's good to fast as well, but don't get overly busy with fasting, or important to do mechazek in and sing above Tehillim every single day. But here again is the point of doing something consistently and doing every single day. As we discussed yesterday, Mishnah Berurah says that if you've got to fast, what is the best way to do it? All in one go, or spread them out? Mishnah Berurah said that what the best way is to. Mishnah Berurah said it's best to spread the Tanaisim out. As much to keep a consistent focus and remembrance of that. So here's what Moshe Feinstein says, that whatever you do, you should do consistently. It's better, not just everything will go, but consistently that should be a couple of that virus. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're up to we continue to receive. Hey, bottom two lines of page 88. Hamis anetanas chalom biyom tov v'chol shel moed v'rosh chodesh. Somebody does Tanas Cholim. We spoke about Tanas Cholim previously. Somebody wakes up and had a really bad dream. I think we mentioned. Did we speak yesterday about Tanas Cholim? Somebody woke up in a bad dream. We spoke recently about it, no? Yeah. So Tanas Cholim, somebody wakes up with a bad dream. So Alochit should fast on that very day. You can't push it off. Although you didn't do Kabbalah Tanis the night before, you didn't accept the fast, but you had a bad dream, you're worried about it. Fast on that day, that's the best way to destroy the bad dream. So, if a person had a bad dream, even on Shabbos or Yom Tov, the halacha is, if he wishes, if he's upset about the dream, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos, Yom Tov, although, normally, of course, Shabbos and Yom Tov, must, Shabbos and Yom Tov, normally we must eat, of course. But if a person wishes to have a Tanas Chaloyim and to fast out his bad dream, he can fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. What about Chol HaMoed? He has to fast on that very day, yeah. So, Sivei says, the person has a bad dream, and he wants to fast on Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, even if it's Chol HaMoed as well, or Yom Shchodesh, wakes up, Chas V'Shalom, the morning on Shchodesh, he had a really bad dream, terrible accident happened, something really, really tragic, or Yom Chanukah, Purim, or Yom Kippurim, which are all days that one is. There's one is what? Bosmetana said you have to eat. You have to eat on Yom Tov. You have to eat on Chol HaMoed. You have to eat on Shchodesh. You have to eat on Chanukah. You have to eat on Purim. You have to eat on Erev Yom Tov. You have to eat on those days. But you fasted because you had a bad dream. So Chol HaMoed is the time to say, Kedina Mesanita is Chol HaShabbos. The halacha is, you have to, you can fast if you want. But here comes the, you fasted? You're not meant to fast in those days. You're allowed to fast, but you're not meant to fast in those days. So as a tshuva of that fasting, you have to fast on other days. Yes.
He's going to fast straight away. He can't drink anything. So
unless he woke up. It's a shaila if you woke up before Alois. If you woke up like 3 o'clock in the morning from a bad dream.
No, he's woken up at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
So it's light.
It's light.
So he's got to fast straight away.
If he's stressed about it, it's not mitzvah to fast. Come on, it's a suggestion. It's late. If a person is not bothered about it at all, he doesn't have to.
We say it's proper to do it
straight away. Yes, yeah. No, if he wants to fast the next day, that's not Tanas Chalai. Tanas Chalai, by definition, is you wake up, you're petrified, and you fast.
I don't understand. This isn't his fault. He had a dream.
Sure. We're not criticizing him. But we're criticizing him for fasting on Shabbos. It must be that he was. Yes, you're right, but it's still wrong to fast on Shabbos. It's still wrong to fast. You're right. So some poets can say that if you can't push away your dream, that you're saying, that you just shot, it just dreamed in vain. If you're not bothered about it, that's also okay. Nobody's forcing you to fast. If you can't push away the dream and you say, you know, it's just, it was just. In fact, pardon? Yeah, the truth is that the Mishnah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how he's going to pull it through. I don't know how he's going to manage.
I mean,
like on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast three.
No, but isn't this
a specific thing to eat? Yeah, right. Not yes, not I know. But the Tanas on Shabbos, they made also be mitzvah. It's the Kabbalah at least to eat on Shabbos. But yeah, the Tanas Chalim pushed off. By the way, I just want to point that out. The Mishnah Berurah in one particular place in Hilchos Yom Tov, he says, if there is a particular reason why you think that you had a bad dream, such as you had, I always notice, what could be, if somebody had
driving,
a...
You gave an example once of someone, your friend was driving for, and then he had a dream that he was in a car crash.
Yeah.
He went to a gadol, and he said...
Exactly.
Well,
yeah, absolutely. That's not what the Mishnah Berurah says in Shatzir. If there is a particular reason why you think you had that dream, in such a case, you don't have to fast because it's not the reason why we fast. Why do we do fast for a dream? Why do we fast for a dream? Why? That's it. Because there's a bit of prophecy in it, a bit of Nebuah in it. So we're concerned if a person has from it, says a dream of a terrible tragedy, somebody, a close relative was left or something. So I think that perhaps there's an element of truth in it. Every dream has a lot of irrelevance, but there's a bit of truth in it. We don't know which one is the part of truth. There's a bit of prophecy in it, a bit of Nebuah in it, as you're saying. A small percentage. So we're worried about it. So a person may fast. However, if you know you had that dream because of a particular reason, then what was your example they just gave?
Someone was driving for 20 hours.
Somebody drove down to France, down to Switzerland, down to Italy, and there's the night after. Yeah, the truth is that happens to me a lot. When I drive on the motorway for many hours, which is something which I hate with all my passion, with all my passion, I hate motorway driving. Well, so I don't know, somebody... Well, it's bad enough for me, but yes. But some people enjoy it. My brother-in-law enjoys to drive on the motorway. So I don't... How can you enjoy driving the motorway? It's like a pose of bonus to drive on the motorway. It's a real composer. He's no, it relaxes him. He goes to the M1, and he drives off for half an hour. He says, whew. Yeah, he's still my brother-in-law, but yeah, it's up here. So some people find it relaxing. So, but I find it extremely stressful to drive. I find it extremely stressful, and that's without, even without children, by the way. So therefore, in such an instance, if I would have a I often go to sleep, and I still see the what's called the on the sides the. Cat's eyes and the thing, you know what I mean? It goes like, I don't know, I can't, it takes me a long time to unwind the driving. So if I'd wake up and, having a, I wouldn't have to find as fast as Chalai, because it's something which I know that the dream was connected to the, what happened previous day. So many boys can say nowadays, anyway, that there's no real reason to fast as Chalai, because people are so busy all the time with thoughts and consideration. People's minds are wild. We have very unsettled lives, very, very unsettled lives. So like 100 years ago, the worst that could happen was the chicken ran across the path and the cow escaped to the thing. You know, that's like the worst that could happen in a day. What else could the milkman came 2 minutes late? You know, it's like, what can, you know, but nowadays, what we encounter in one day, what we just witness in one day, what we see one day, I'm not even talking about the social media and the internet, just day-to-day lives, it's so much more. So incredibly intense what we see. So therefore, it could very well be that nowadays we don't have to have. So some people say, Tanas Chalom nowadays, it's not so crucial.
Just a quick movement. Yeah. Does it have to be the Tanas Chalom?
No, you're just scared of it. You're scared. The daloch is you're scared and you want to sort something out because of that. Now, therefore, but it is, so the daloch is, we were learning that if a person does fast on a day that he's not allowed to fast, he's allowed to, but he's got to make up for it afterwards. Very interesting. Okay, see, fourth top line. I'm going to try to do Sivov as well. It must be very hard for you as well to listen to such a voice. It can't be very pleasant. I'm sorry about that. Ein tana sibo bevav lesu melochav hafsik mi bojoy melo tisha bal vad. Halochin Sivov tells us that all the fasts ein tana sibo bevav lesu melochav hafsik mi bojoy, all the fast days that we have are permitted to work and also start in the morning, besides only exception is that we fast ready by night is Tisha B'Av, and also it's the only time that we have a restriction that we're not allowed to work. Hilkoch, therefore, Yochit Shkibulov Tainis Lechashin on Shemo Tana Sibu Kibulov, Humutu Bekulon. A person therefore accepts a private fast. He's allowed to do work, and he's allowed to eat by night. Previous night as well. It's still best practice to, when you're accepting the fast day, that you're saying it's a tainus yochid mocha, which is starting tomorrow. So when by mincha you're saying I'm accepting a fast day, it's best to specify the fast starts mocha tomorrow. So not to have any half a minute that the fast starts tonight. And in fact, that's what's printed in the Sidurim. It says, I need a couple of tennis mocha. Yeah.
If you would want it to start
at night,
the night's
already
the next day.
You're right, okay. So you wouldn't say mocha. Mocha implies tomorrow. You'd say halaylo. Oh, right. Okay, boys, I'm going to stop over here. I wish you a very good evening and a good Shabbos. Yeah.